Jewish news from down under. Down under. With Vic Allardyce.
Good day, mate.
Good day, Vic. How are you?
Hi, very well, thank you. Good to talk to you.
Always good to speak to you. Vic, let's talk about, firstly, I wanted to get an update from you on the Sydney shul. Not in terms of this other shul story that I wanted to talk about, but the rabbi who, is there any resolution? Has anything been resolved with the Sydney shul? The rabbi has served the community for 40 years. He's claiming a pension and they're basically saying no. We're going to replace you, and so the shul is closed.
So the latest information that I have is that a new shul has been formed within the premises. They're giving it a new name, and the large numbers which attended the former shul have not all come back, but the numbers seem to be coming back slowly. So it seems to be correcting itself, although, and they have, I understand, parted company with the rabbi, but the situation is still in flux, and I will have more information for you in a later conversation.
Okay, all right. Security is being cited as the reason to block the synagogue being built in Bondi. Tell us a little bit about this, Vic.
So this story has actually literally gone around the world. I picked up a story today on this issue from the South China Morning Post, from the Miami Herald, from the Washington Post, and obviously Israeli papers as well. Essentially what has happened is Bondi is a very densely populated area, a large number of Jewish people and institutions in the area. For many years there was Maccabi owned a tennis complex there. There are six tennis courts on a particular site with a small building attached, and it was a Maccabi tennis club. And even though it was Maccabi owned, it was open to the public. Some years ago, a group of property developers bought this from Maccabi, and they have subsequently sold it to another group of developers. This current group have joined up with an organization called FREE, which stands for Friends for Refugees from Eastern Europe. It was mainly a Jewish Russian Orthodox group, and it's no longer just Russian, essentially Eastern European Jewish group, Orthodox group. The developers and this group have put in an application to the local council to build two blocks of flats on the site, to sell them, and with the proceeds to build a shul and a Jewish community center. This application stayed in the council for quite a period of time, for in fact over 40 days, which is the sort of apparently the accepted time. And when they didn't get a result either way, they took it to the Land and Environment Court. The court there gave a tick of approval to every single every single quality that needed to be met, with one big exception, and they said that security was an issue for the, and these are not the exact words, but security was an issue for the users and for the neighborhood. And for that reason, they were saying no. And that issue of security was introduced into the court discussion by the council itself. This is an issue that has now gone around the world. Not the fact that, you know, DA's development applications get rejected all the time, and that's, you know, normal process, the normal democratic process. But the fact that security should be put forward as a reason to deny any group, faith group, in this case the Jewish community, to have a shul there is unprecedented. And this is what has just blown up in the community and beyond, as I say, worldwide. And is very unfortunate. Also, it's important to say that this council has been for years strongly supportive of the community, as has the mayor, many Jewish institutions, as I say, in the area, and very unfortunate that the onus is seemingly being put on the Jewish community to look after security. Otherwise, you cannot have your shul there. You know, so where does this leave anybody? On that basis, we may as well all pack up and go home. So the good news is that tomorrow morning, Wednesday morning, there's due to be a meeting between the council and this Jewish group and the applicants together with the developers, and to see if they can come to a meeting of minds and to take it forward. In the meantime, allied to all of this is some unpleasant news, and that is two different groups are planning to have a rally this coming Sunday outside the council chambers. And we have picked up intelligence that even some seriously neo-Nazis are planning to be part of this rally. And why not? Because they suddenly love the Jews, but because the rally is being promoted by some people as an anti-Islamic rally, and which is obviously nothing to do with anything. And so it's really this part of it. We are doing our level best to try and dissuade those who are planning to rally from rallying, saying that it's counterproductive, it's bad news for everybody, and just please do not do this. So that's to one side, a really unfortunate development, which is bubbling away on the side, and which we are trying to nail.
Is there any recourse for this? I mean, can it be appealed? Can it still go ahead?
Yeah, there is recourse. It can be appealed, which is not a good idea, because the appeal court would look at the legalities of the judgment and not the merits of the case. But it can be re-lodged with a different set of advice. And that's probably what will happen, depending on hopefully a positive outcome from the meeting tomorrow morning. So yeah. Yes, there is recourse.
Vic, that's where we leave it today, unfortunately. But we look forward to speaking to you next Tuesday.
Thank you, Kath. I look forward to that.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day. God bless. Bye-bye.